It's time for another Skip It or Stream It, this time a Netflix show once again. And I believe it was a Terry pick.
Oh, it was. And you know what? I saw that this was coming and I put it on my must watch list. And on Monday when it came out, I started watching it.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yeah.
As usual, she finished ahead of me, but that's okay. I watched it straight through as well. BitCon is the name of it, and it's about a Bitcoin app. It's actually a cryptocurrency app, if you want to get specific about
it. Like, it was a credit card, basically, that you could use it was attached to your wallet.
Right.
So that you could, you know, spend your crypto, or you could even go to a debit machine and take cash out.
Exactly.
The concept is brilliant.
It really is.
And if they actually had the technology to do this app, it would have been great.
Well, that's the case with a lot of coins that come out. So Bitcoin, of course, is named in it. It wasn't actually Bitcoin itself. It was the app that was in question. It was the guys developing this app that distributed the money, basically.
Or so, pretending that they were developing the app.
You know, you think about criminals like this, and they didn't actually develop the app. That's, we're not really letting much away by telling you that.
Right. I think you find that out right away. Yeah.
But it would have been easier, I think, for so many of these people, because they had smart people involved, to actually just design the app than to try to cover up all the lies.
Yeah. They hired those Russian
coders.
Tech guys. Yeah.
The coders.
And those guys were geniuses, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, but then that's funny. So then they wanted to create this website that looked legitimate. Because they were trying to look legitimate. And then at one point they were almost going to try to be legitimate.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing was, is they didn't want to be too attached. Like, they didn't want to be the CEO of the company. So they made themselves like president of this. So they were like, so they Google like old white guy. They get a picture of some guy with glasses. They're like, he looks smart. They slap him on with a fake name and call him the CEO. They make fake profiles on LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
They said they all went to Harvard. None of this was true.
Well,
and anyone that was vetting them should have looked up some of their references and should have tried to figure out. And even just going on their Instagram, you would have known.
Oh, of course. But
just, that these guys were total scammers.
But don't get too far past the fake guy, the CEO they set up, because that's the really funny part of it. Because the guy didn't realize that he had been stolen from the internet.
No.
And he finds out about it later. Now, what was the little twist that you found out about this guy? Because that was funny, too.
Turned out he was a professor at the University of Manitoba.
Yeah.
My alma mater.
Yeah.
And, he was a professor. He's in medicine.
Yeah. Canada, specifically your area of Canada, always has some weird claim to fame.
He lives in Winnipeg.
There's the most random claims to fame. The garbage bag, this random dude from BitCons.
And apparently, he was given another name, and it never came out till later because once people started figuring out that this was a scam, they were demanding to, let's hear from the CEO of this company. And they were like, well, we don't actually have him. He doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So they faked his own death.
I know. The whole thing was just a typical scam and lie after lie that you have to build up, and then you have to do press conferences with the public to reveal your answers. And that's the part that would stress me out to no end. I wouldn't be able to hold my cover.
At one point, they were bringing in about $500,000
per day,
right? Because everyone wanted to be a part of this company. They wanted to get on the ground floor.
Oh, man.
Because if it was legitimate, it would have created a lot of money, right?
But the lies you must tell yourself. That's what I was thinking about when I was watching it. Like, how could you live with yourself? Oh, because you've convinced yourself that you're actually legit somehow. Because otherwise, you know, the amount that you go up is how hard you fall. That's a very true statement in life.
Yes.
And I'd be thinking the whole time, all this money that I have, this means how much time in jail I'm going to have too. It's directly proportionate. That's the panic I would be having. These guys didn't think like that.
Well, the main guy that was interviewed the most, and he was kind of spearheaded the whole thing, but also probably scammed the most, I think.
Well, don't give too much away. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Well, no, if you watch the intro, it tells you everything.
Oh, it does.
That's how I got interested in it. Ray Trapani is his name.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you what happened to him, but he didn't get as much jail time as people would expect.
Oh, you think? Yeah.
Yeah, let's just put it that way.
I'm surprised he's still above ground, actually. But it's, you know, it's, well, it's an interesting situation.
You know what, though? I can't believe how brazen he was.
That's the thing.
Like, and he was talking about scamming people with a giant smile on his face.
Man.
The business, the credit card in question, the app they were trying to create was called Centra.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have actually heard about it when it all went down.
Been involved, who knows?
Yeah. It was a pretty big story when it broke. And, of course, they had the securities involved, security commission.
Yeah, we did a great job of summarizing the plot, but what do you, now skip it or stream it, what do you think?
Oh my gosh, 100% stream it. It was one of the most interesting scam documentaries I have ever seen.
Yeah, I would say from a perspective of how it was shot and everything, it moved quickly and it was a great story. So I give it a stream it as well.
And the characters involved literally were, you couldn't even write a movie script with characters like this. And they're real life people. They were so interesting.
Absolutely. 100% stream it. Netflix BitConned.